Free Talk Live, and we're launching an hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. We go right into the phone calls to start things out. Talk to Charles in Michigan. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles. Going once.
Board up said he dropped.
Charles is gone. Okay. 800-259-9231. So I said we were going to talk about the top 10 phobias. Wait, is this two top 10 lists, Mark, or just one?
It's two top 10 lists back to back, sort of related top 10 lists.
So what is this exactly?
Well, it's the top 10 best and worst phobias.
Is this good to have phobias?
Well, I think it's...
If you're going to have a phobia, you want to have this kind of phobia?
They call it best top 10 best phobias to have, but really, it's just funny.
Okay, all right. Hit me.
Number 10, top best phobias to have.
So this is the 10th best, not the number 1 best. This is the 10th best.
Yep, and okay. If you do speak Latin, please don't write in to correct me. Eichmophobia, the fear of pointed objects. Anglophobia. You want to guess some of these?
No.
Fear of, well, anglophobia sounds pretty...
The fear of angles?
Right. England and its culture. You're even worse at this than I am.
Oh, okay.
Bogophobia. The fear of boogeymen.
Hmm.
Electrogenophobia. The fear of urinating during electrical storms.
Wow.
Who would have even thought of that?
Is this for real?
Yes. It appears to be. I mean, I'm sure there's just Latin words stuck together, and Okay. Somebody's got to have this fear, right?
Gotcha.
There's 6 billion people on the planet. Somebody's concerned about using the bathroom during an electrical storm. Socarophobia, the fear of parents-in-law. Arachibutyrophobia is the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, this is silly.
Well, they're just putting words together. Francophobia.
Hot dogs.
Fear of the French.
Oh, okay.
Rhabdophobia.
You should have me guess, because it's funny when I get it wrong.
Rhabdophobia. The fear of being beaten with a stick.
Mm. Okay.
This one is what you are. Political phobia. The fear or abnormal dislike of politicians.
Is it abnormal to dislike politicians? I don't think so.
Well, it is number two.
I think most people dislike politicians.
Caldrophobia.
Fear of cauldrons?
No, I'm afraid this is the fear of clowns, which is rather popular these days.
That's the number one fear?
Number one best fear phobia to have.
You know what? I don't get the clown. I really just don't get the clown thing.
I don't either. Mostly what clowns are, if you find them creepy or not, are just people that want to make kids laugh and smile and have a good time.
Now, there's a chance. I mean, we talked recently about how certain jobs attract sort of the pervs, like, priest... cop that works with kids. What are some other jobs that attract kids? Teacher, Cub Scout leader. You know, with a clown, clowns don't normally get alone with kids. You know, they're out in a big tent with a bunch of people around making balloons and stuff, mm-hmm. and getting out of a car and doing silly
things. Slapstick.
Right. I don't really think clowns, there's any, I just don't understand what the fear is based on. What is so frightening to some people about clowns?
Well, I can see that little kids being upset about clowns. I mean, here you have
somebody. Because they don't look normal?
Right. Somebody who doesn't look normal. They're painted up funny. They got a weird hairdo. But, I mean, there you're talking about 2 and 3 year olds.
I'm talking about the adult fear.
Right. I'm talking about teenagers who are still espousing a fear of clowns. No. Go find something to be concerned about. Develop a personality, because the one you've got isn't working.
I mean, have that many people really... I understand that Stephen King wrote a book called It, and that involved a clown-looking killer.
Right.
Right? Are there that many people that have just read that book and are that frightened of clowns as a result? Maybe they saw the movie and were frightened, which I've heard was a bad movie. Anyway, I mean, could that be it? Are there any other real examples in popular culture of any popular... killer clowns? I guess John Wayne Gacy, he dressed up as a clown, right?
Yeah.
He went and did kids' parties dressed as a clown. But still, it seems a little irrational. I mean, what about the rest of the clowns out there? They're kind of getting a bad rap because there's just a handful of bad ones.
That's not fair. Not even a handful. Yeah, they're just people that want to make kids happy.
I mean, people should be afraid of cops. Not clowns.
Well, I would say that there's some evidence for what you're talking about. But like you'd said, if somebody wants to be mean to kids or do bad things to kids, there's all kinds of jobs where they can get closer to kids, spend more time around kids.
Oh, yeah.
Besides clown.
Absolutely agree.
Anyway, top 10 worst phobias to have.
Okay. These are the ones you don't want.
I guess. Number 10, papophobia.
Fear of popcorn.
Fear of the Pope.
Okay. Interesting.
Xylophobia.
Fear of
wooden objects.
Hmm. Okay.
Helenologophobia.
Helenologophobia. Don't know that one.
The fear of scientific terms and Greek terminology. Apparently this isn't Latin. Maybe it's Greek. I don't know.
Yeah, what do we know? We're just talk show hosts.
Right. Prophyrophobia.
Prophyrophobia.
Yes.
Don't know.
The fear of the color purple. Now, I don't know if it's the movie or, in fact, the color purple.
I'm not sure.
I think that's a
Let's
joke.
Let's just move on.
That's a joke for you.
Okay.
Okay. Gymnophobia.
Fear of the gym.
Fear of nudity.
What?
Well, it's Greek words. I mean, they evolve over time. It's been 3,000 years.
Gotcha.
Okay. Astrakhanophobia.
Don't know it.
The fear of shellfish, of course.
Because
they're scary. I dated a girl one time who was scared of balloons.
Blown up or deflated?
I believe
water filled?
Just the air inflated balloons. Because they might pop.
Helium filled or just any balloon with something inside
right,
it?
That's inflated with air.
Right.
Because it might pop, make
scary,
a big noise.
Scary noise.
And scare you.
It could catch you off guard.
Yes. And scared of going over bridges. This was a great relationship, I must tell you, because I have.
I don't believe we have people calling about this topic.
No room.
I thought
in my
this
life
was bombed. I thought this was going to be a lot better, but people were calling about this.
I have no room in my life for people that are scared of nonsense, and I somehow or another we managed to stick together for about a year.
How many more do we have?
Oh, do you want to go on? Okay.
Yeah, we should finish this. Go to the phones.
Stasophobia is the fear of walking.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that one.
Pantophobia.
No, I have no idea.
Fear of everything.
Oh, okay.
Venustrophobia?
Nobody has pantophobia. You wouldn't be able to get anything done. You wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning. You wouldn't be able to get in bed.
I'm sure some people think that their significant other has pantophobia.
Fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of waking, fear of sleeping. That's absurd.
Venustrophobia.
Venustrophobia. Fear of sex.
Fear of beautiful women.
Close.
I suppose if you're having sex with beautiful women... some people would take deep offense at that. Urotophobia.
Urotophobia?
Yeah, urotophobia.
No idea.
This is closer to what you were saying. This is fear of the female genitalia.
Hmm. That's the number one?
That's number one. And number one, urotophobia.
So that was really more of the top 10 phobias you don't want to have if you're a guy.
I guess. It's just silly
yeah
things.
What was the source on that?
It's C4VCT.com.
Okay, that means something. 800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about phobias or whatever's on your mind, we go to the phone. So talk to George in Alberta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about these phobias, and while you guys were talking about it, I decided I'd go to the Internet and look up a list of phobias. Eh?
All right.
And looking at this, I'm thinking... You know, for every one of these phobias, there's a treatment. And to me, this is a lot like the pharmaceutical companies, you know. Are you afraid of talking to 9,000 people at one time? Well, you might have social anxiety disorder. Here's a drug for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we got phobias like, if you're afraid of balloons, you don't need a treatment. You need to have someone stand in front of you and go, stop it, and slap you in the head, you know. I mean, things like fear of wild animals, you should be applauded for. That way you don't become a headline in Canada, you know. Well, take a picture of me and the nice grizzly bear, hon. Oh, right. They look so cuddly, munch. You know, that's a good fear to have. I mean,
you know, maybe you should enter into the marketplace, George, and offer your services as an affordable alternative to psychotherapy or some long-term, essentially, drugging system. You could just go to someone's house and slap them across the face, maybe pop a few balloons in their presence, that sort of thing, and, you know, get paid for one visit, and you'll never have to come back.
Well, you know, some of that might work, eh? But, I mean, think about this concept. You go in to see a therapist because you've got a fear of long words. And that's an actual fear. And you know what the name is of the fear of long words? It's the longest word in the dictionary. Hippopomonstrosesquidalophobia.
That's amazing, and thank you for the call.
Hey, come on, that's not irony. That's an inside joke, eh?
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. It ended up a little better than I thought it might be. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line at Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Archives available. If you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. They're right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download for free at freetalklive.com. And when you're done with that, go to zerotoys.com. You can wow and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet. They're the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at zerotoys.com. That's zerotoys.com.
I was playing with the one that we have here in the studio today. It was a lot of fun.
You sure were. It's good stuff. Good fun. Clean fun. 800-259-9231. It's not smoke rings like that are going to stink your house up.
No, they don't stink.
It's like a fog machine kind of smoke.
Yeah, they have like a slight odor to them. If you blow one directly into your face, like up your nose, you might smell a little something. But
yeah, it's not permanent. It's like a fog machine stuff. That's what this stuff is. Yeah. It totally goes away.
Yeah, it's a little bit of science for your kid to play with. Yeah,
absolutely. 800-259-9231. We continue with the phone calls here, and then we'll jump into an email maybe about immigration. First, we go to talk to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Good. Frank, what's on your mind?
Hey, I called last weekend. I talked about Operation Live Free or Die and how I was thinking about it. I wasn't sure. Well, I decided to go. So
excellent.
I'm leaving on the 3rd of December, and I'm returning after the primary January.
Let's recap
9th.
Real quick. That's exciting news, but many listeners may not know what you're referring to. What is Operation Live Free or Die?
Operation Live Free or Die is a project started by a Google engineer to get 1,000 people to move to New Hampshire before the primary so that they can campaign for Ron Paul.
And a number of people have actually already made it here, apparently. If you actually go to RidleyReport.com, Dave Ridley has been doing reports as people make it to New Hampshire. He's been introducing them, and so you can actually see this is real. These people are tangible, and they're really amazing people that have – many of them don't look like they're very wealthy. They look like they've really – sacrificed, I would say.
They just believe, they just want more than anything to get Ron Paul elected.
To come here and work for the Ron Paul campaign. So you've decided that's what you're going to do, and you said you're leaving shortly?
On the 3rd of December. And for anybody who maybe hasn't been following, there's two houses there now, officially. There's one in Bedford, which is near Manchester, and then there's one near Portsmouth. And the one in Portsmouth was run by a family. So it's not just, you know, young kind of political types going. People are moving their entire families. I mean, this family has two young kids with a baby, and they moved their whole life to New Hampshire to campaign for Ron Paul. So
now people can go to SeattleLiberty.com if they want to learn more about this, right?
Yeah, there's also OperationLiveFreeOrDie.org, which is the official website.
Oh, great.
There's a new form on there now, so if you are thinking about doing it, just post on there, and people will get back to you. I'm not really sure how the selection works. They will help out people who might have some issues with financing. They do have their own chip-in and thing like that, so you can maybe you can't go to New Hampshire, but you can definitely help out the people that are there by donating a little bit of money.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah, and I'm coming from Oregon myself. I quit my job. Moving out of my apartment, selling most of my stuff.
Well, hold on a second now. Wait a minute. Now, you've quit your job. You're selling your stuff. I mean, that sounds like a permanent move. I mean, are you considering staying in New Hampshire?
But because I have a lot of things that I'm putting away in storage, and I don't have quite the plan to move. But I am a Free State Project member, and it is my goal eventually to move. So I will be doing that shortly, and this was like a good way to kind of, you know, number one, help Ron Paul. Number two, get to know the state. And number three, go to the Liberty Forum all at the same time. So
yeah, you'll certainly know what New Hampshire's like by the time the winter in New Hampshire is like by the time you're done with
that.
I'm already buying some thermal underwear so I can withstand the cold.
Well, I'm sure it's cold in Oregon as well, but
it's pretty cold, but definitely not like it is in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
so
invest in long underwear.
Very
I'm
good,
wearing
sir.
Mine right now.
Excellent, and congratulations on making that decision. That's a pretty big deal, and look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'll keep everybody up to date.
Very good. Good luck. 800-259-9231. How many people in the other campaigns, the Hillary Clintons, the Rudy Giulianis, those other guys, how many of them can claim to have that level of dedication?
Well, I'm sure that plenty of people move around for their candidates if they're getting paid by the campaign.
That's what I'm talking about. This guy's a volunteer.
Right. He's not getting paid anything.
He's not working with the campaign.
He's quit his job. He's selling some of his stuff. He's putting the rest of his stuff in storage. He's moving to New Hampshire for over a month.
Right. And what a wonderful excuse to come here and see New Hampshire and experience some of the wonderful activism that's going on here as a part of the Free State Project. I mean, he is already a member of the Free State Project, though I'm sure a number of the members of Operation Live Free or Die are not, and they're going to get a nice little introduction to some of the wonderful things that are happening here in New Hampshire, and I think that's another exciting aspect to all of this. You're welcome to comment on that or whatever you want at 800-259-9231. As we continue with the phone calls, let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I just y'all was talking about clowns a while ago, and I was thinking about, you know, kind of at work, I try to keep some kind of a leader there, and I try to keep people smiling, going. Sometimes I do something a little silly but not dangerous, and I guess I'm a clown, too, without makeup. But, you know, I wasn't afraid of clowns until I seen Rob Zombie's House of a Thousand Corpses. And Devil's Rejects. Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Crazy Clown?
I've seen a clip and it looked awful. Just looked awful.
Did you like it?
You have to realize, are clowns scary or not? I mean, I never was scared of them until I seen those movies. Now I'm starting to wonder.
Oh, come on, Jeremy. You're not 12 years old. And a scary movie has made you frightened of clowns?
Well, it's okay to be you know, like funny every now and then, right?
Yep. Did you? I was. See, now, yeah. Now he's making a joke. You see, I was gonna. My next question was, are you scared of hockey goalies? Because you know, Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah, the big machete and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's different. I thought House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects kind of crossed over all those borderlines.
Has he actually made a good movie, Rob Zombie? I have never seen any of his films, and they've all just been panned. I've never heard a good thing about anything that he's made.
But anyway, as far as...
All right, that was a question. Did you like those movies?
Well, I don't know. I mean...
You watched them, didn't you?
It made me laugh, and then... In another second, it made me go, oh, my God, how could someone do something like that, you know? And so I don't know whether I like them or not, because some parts of it I liked, and then others it made me go, oh, my God, how could they imagine something like that?
How many stars do you give it? How many stars out of 5 stars?
Well, for being different, I'd have to give it a 5.
You have to grade it overall, as the overall experience.
Yeah, for being... You know, different, but as far as what I take my kids to go see this, I'd give it a 2 or a 1.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I don't know if you want to take your kids to go see a movie called House of a Thousand Corpses. It just doesn't sound too kid-friendly to me.
Oh, my God. That sounds funny. I think I was 12 years old by the time I got to see my first rated R movie
really?
In a theater, and that was Christine. My dad took me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The car was sort of alive-ish, and the radio would play sometimes and everything.
I've yet to see Christine. I've heard it's a good one.
You know, they did a really good job with it, I must say.
I do enjoy a good... I think it's John Carpenter that directed it. I do enjoy a good John Carpenter
film. Stephen King movie.
More of the way, you can take control. This is your show. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. assured that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartonic Minute. You can't transform a sow's ear into a silk purse, but designers can convert mules into automotive thoroughbreds. The question is, can the mules keep pace with technology? The answer, when I come back. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG.
Automotive mules are life-size physical prototypes that manufacturers have traditionally configured, built, and tweaked before production models are released. But wait, the whip of technology may put the mules out to pasture before they reach the starting gate. Since a single mule prototype can cost up to $500,000, and as many as 60 mules can be produced for a single model, it makes more than horse sense that today's digital engineers are now harnessing the power of supercomputers to simulate safety, drivability, and aesthetics, the triple crown of automotive design. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free. Shrine of Female listeners included. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Gabriel in California. Gabriel, you're on Free Talk Live, and it says you're working at one of our radio affiliates, though it doesn't say which one. Where are you at?
I cannot disclose that information.
Okay.
Hey, guys. You know, there's so many topics. I forgot what I wanted to talk about. Not really, though. I wanted to ask you guys, I'm having this trouble with my driver's license. I was in the Marines about 12 years ago, and I got a DUI when I was young and spry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got DUI on base in North Carolina.
That's okay. Interesting. On base, huh?
Yeah, those MPs, man, they're worse than the cops, you know.
Okay.
But the deal was, I took my alcohol and my substance abuse courses and all that stuff.
Okay.
And the military was supposed to send the stuff to the Health and Humane Services in North Carolina. So I thought everything was taken care of, and now 12 years later, after I've renewed my license several times since then, I think there's a new nationwide law where all the states and the DMVs are all linked together.
Mm-hmm.
So now that something came up from North Carolina saying that, that you know, they're holding a restriction on my driver's license, and I can't get a license until I give them the information. The problem is the government files only went back to 2004 for that particular substance abuse courses.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So let me see if I got this straight. Hold on a second. I want to make sure I'm understanding you correct. About 12 years ago, when you were in the military, you got a DUI. You went through, you jumped through all the hoops they wanted you to jump through. You went
That's
to
right.
the courses and everything. You had that proof. And now they didn't put it into the system. They dropped the ball, as so many bureaucrats do. Something fell through the cracks. And now here you go, 12 years later, attempting to renew your driver's license, something pops up saying, hey, he never completed his obligations out in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, man, it's killing me. I mean, now I can't get that any of that paperwork. I called Quantico, Virginia, North Carolina, Camp Lejeune. Nobody has any information on this now, and... So now I
wow.
have to go take a $100 substance assessment course, or I got to go speak with the guy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
$100 for that, and then he may recommend me to a different alcohol abuse course. There's two levels of those. One of them costs $250, and the other one's like $450. Then once that's done, I got to send it to North Carolina and then pay $260 for a DWI offense.
Jeez.
And then
and you've
DMV,
done all this already.
$60 for reinstatement of a license that I do not have in that state. So.
And you've done all this, all the hoops already, and now they want you to do them all over again because they didn't keep good enough records.
Yeah, and now I got to pay all this money again, you know, which is... This is the thing. And I'm in radio, so, you know, I don't have the money.
Yep.
So it's just killing me. I'm wondering.
Are you able to drive right now?
Is it my fault? I'm sorry?
Now, you said this was all because you wanted to renew your driver's license, correct?
Yeah. See, I haven't had an infraction in 10 years. So they've just been renewing it through the mail or, you know, online. So my picture is quite old on there. You know, it was in 94 the last time I got a license with my actual picture. So now, you know, once you're in the military, now I look like a hippie and stuff, and they wanted a new picture to update it. And once that happened, I had to go in there. All of a sudden, something came up on the screen. Have you ever been to North Carolina? God, yes, I have.
So are you able to drive right now?
Well, yeah, because I tried to backdoor it over here. I went to one DMV several times by my house right there. This is when this came up. I contacted Sacramento DMV here. They said there's nothing on my driver's license. This should be all good. So I went back. They said that again. So I went to a different one in San Bernardino. Just to give you an idea of where I'm at. In San Bernardino. And they gave me my license. I went through, took my picture, and ran the hell out of there. 6 weeks I should be getting my license. And this is like 6 weeks now. So I called yesterday. And they said, well, there's a holdup with the picture, pending your picture. And I said, well, I took a picture. And they said, well, there's a problem with it. So I went back today, and that's how they got me back in there to tell me that, no, you got problems with North Carolina, and they're holding my license. So it kind of tricked me to get back in there. And
you are driving, but you supposed to be driving? That's the point I'm missing.
Yeah, my bad. I had a paper license from 6 weeks ago that expires on the 14th now. So I have like 2 weeks to get this all resolved.
So, okay, you've got to jump through all those hoops again within the next 2 weeks in order to continue having a license.
Right? Yeah.
What a nightmare.
What a nightmare.
I wonder if this is going on nationwide, if all states are participating in this interlinking.
Supposedly it is.
Yeah.
Supposedly it is, Mark. So, you know, if you got
Mark's
any...
Mark's over there. I'm Ian, but not a problem.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Ian. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's just, it's awful. I mean, there's story after story of people that they just have their money just extracted from them by a system that's just inherently broken. And when the bureaucrats drop the ball and they lose paperwork or they lose your application fee or whatever it is that they lose all kinds of things, it's your fault. You've got to be jumping through the hoops in order to make it right. They don't have to do anything to correct a problem. They're going to get paid regardless of whether or not you come in and you do what they demand.
Is there a statute of limitations for this stuff? I mean,
I don't know.
That's
a question for a lawyer.
Sorry, we don't know the answers. We can just commiserate, and I think that you're getting screwed, but yeah.
All we can do is empathize with you, my friend. I would say if you really are interested in fighting it, get in touch with a lawyer. Of course, then again, a lawyer is going to charge you $200 an hour. And
the money's
so,
the issue with me, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Time, and I've never not had a license. I was a driving instructor while I was in the military, so.
How ironic.
killing me.
You're not going to get any points for that. And you know, they're not giving you any points for being in the military either. Aren't you glad you went and fought for freedom?
And they're not giving you any points for 10 years of a clean driving record either.
Right. Just
Semper
amazing.
Fidelis.
Yeah, they could care less about everything you've done. They could care less about you and your situation. All they want is you to jump through their stupid hoops and follow their damn rules. And it's outrageous. And I'm glad you called. Thanks for making it. Yes, sir?
This is leading me to drugs and alcohol. Have a great night.
Just don't use them when you're at the station. It's for after work. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. And we figured out it's KCAA in San Bernardino, our affiliate out there. 1-800-259. Yes, 800-259-9231. What else can you say to that? I mean, it's just awful.
It's a shame. The guy's had a clean driving record for 10 years, and now I'm sure he had some indiscretion back when he was in the military. I wonder if every American that's driven over the .08 limit did get a DUI, if the rules would be quite as strict as they currently are. The reason that they're so strict is they don't catch very many people. The reason they don't catch very many people is many people drive just fine at .08. I'm not saying their reaction time's as good as it could be,
right.
But I lived in Sarasota, Florida, where everyone's great-grandparents live, and I can tell you that I'm a heck of a lot better driver than somebody who's in their mid-70s, as a rule.
That's not fair. There's some good drivers up there.
There are some good drivers in their mid-70s. It's just the majority of them aren't. I'm better drunk than a lot of them are driving at, their Lincolns, like bumper cars, down the middle of Highway 41.
You know, how rigid is this system anyway? It's just so regimented. You either follow the rules to the T or you're disqualified. It's these bureaucrats, they don't have any, there's no play. They can't work with anything here. If you come in and you say to them, look, I don't have a lot of money. I've been clean. You know, I haven't drank in, this was 12 years ago. I've had a driver's license. I've been driving safely since then.
Right.
I was in the military. I was a driving instructor. Look, here's all the evidence. Here's the proof. Look, I'm a safe driver. I haven't had an accident in a decade. Look, can't you just waive this? No, we cannot waive it. You must get these forms filled out. You must pay these fines. You must report here by this time. By this time, if you are late, you will be penalized. You know, there's no waiving of the penalty. They can't just say, oh, you know, this system, it's so outdated. Yeah, I can't believe it's even bringing this up. It's from 12 years ago. Look, no problem, buddy. Here's your renewal. Have a great day. Customer service is not a priority for these people. Adherence to their rules is the only priority. 800-259-9231, and people say, we couldn't have roads without the government. Oh, yeah? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with it. It was a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. Lots of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and all kinds of different things, including also the Free Talk Live hoodies and more. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. And after that, visit our friends over at the Liberty Dollar because they could use your help. Sound Money is under attack. As you may be aware, their offices, the Liberty Dollar, were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. And then register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. I was reading an email from Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, and he was suggesting, and this email came out yesterday, he was suggesting he had talked to the FBI agent that was behind the raid, and it looks like they want him to come in and talk to the FBI, and he asked the guy, does that mean you want to arrest me? And he pretty much said yes. Mm-hmm. So it does look like at this point that the FBI is looking to arrest Bernard von Nothaus or have him turn himself in at a certain date. The details on that have yet to be ironed out. The date has not been set. Again, we don't know much else beyond that he is indeed, they are looking to arrest him at this point.
It's crazy.
So, again, we'll keep you up to date on that situation as it develops. Whether we'll have Bernard on the show again before that happens or not, I'm not sure. We will keep you in the loop as best as possible. We go to the phones, to the fun, Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I kind of wanted to challenge Mark.
Okay.
You got the best of me the last time that I called in, and I thought I would go for round two.
Excellent. What was round one? Recap it, because I don't remember.
We were discussing the ridiculous law passed in St. Louis over the MySpace suicide.
Oh, yeah. You can't harass. There's no online harassment allowed in Darden Prairie, Missouri, as I recall.
Right. And my argument, basically, for those who didn't tune in last time, was that there was no need for another ridiculous law when there was already sufficient laws already on the books that apparently these crime fighters couldn't dig up. The analogy I used, of course, was wire fraud. Now,
right,
Mark's point was that it couldn't be wire fraud because there was no tangible loss, whether it be in property or money. So I stewed over this for a good 3 or 4 days.
Good to see you're using your time wisely.
Yes, I was utilizing my time wisely, and I think I'd come up with an argument to defeat yours.
Okay.
Now, of course, this goes in a totally different shift in direction. You being in marketing or in ad sales, Mark, you probably are aware that you can probably get a premium price for advertising, marketing to people over the age of 18 versus marketing to people under the age of 18.
It depends on what you're selling. If you're selling Pepsi, the people you want to go after is 12 to 17. If you're selling cigarettes, you want to go after 12 to 17, but you don't want to tell anybody you're going after 12 to 17.
Right.
There's certain things you can sell to those people. You know, if I'm marketing iPods, I might take that market a little bit. Certainly, I'd want to get the 18 to 24, 18 to 34 age bracket, too. Go ahead.
Okay. My train of thought is this. You could still use wire fraud if the family wanted to pursue it. They could contact Rupert Murdoch's offices over at News Corp,
mm-hmm.
have them do the research, and prove that there was a financial loss taken because this person irresponsibly impersonated someone underage, causing them great distress financially.
The girl was 13. What sort of financial stress are you referring to?
No. I'm talking about the lady that impersonated the 15-year-old.
So she would, in fact, they would have made more money advertising to a 40-something-year-old woman than they would have made advertising to a 16-year-old boy. Is that correct?
That would be the argument I'm using.
Hold on. So
it would be an obscure one.
You're saying that the woman who was posing as a 16-year-old boy on MySpace, the adult woman, was defrauding MySpace?
Correct.
You don't have to tell them the truth when you sign up for a MySpace account. There's no requirement. You know, you aren't signing something that says, I hereby certify I'm honestly telling you my true age. I mean, that would mean...
In their terms of service, you're disclosing that any information that you're providing is the truth to the best of your knowledge.
Well, in that case, Bill, you're going to open up a Pandora's box because then you could theoretically charge everyone on MySpace that's lied about their age. And there's a whole lot of people.
I understand that. I'm not trying to prosecute everybody who's done it. I'm just saying that in this particular instance, because they're wanting justice done, this is the route they could take. And it's a viable option, an avenue that they could seek, because she did defraud the company.
Well, I think it's an avenue they could seek. I would dispute whether it's a viable one. It sounds rather obscure. I would agree with you that, in fact, a woman in her mid-40s is a more valuable, generally, ad prospect, certainly for some types of products out there, than a boy who's 16, simply because they have a great deal of income that they're spending out there. I don't know. Beyond that, I just don't know how viable the case
is. Did you actually take the time to go through MySpace's terms of service to verify that?
Somewhat. It's a very lengthy one. I skimmed through it, to be honest. You know, to read the thing, you have to have had at least, I'd say, 12 years of legal lease training to read the darn thing.
Right. I wonder how many of MySpace's users have actually read and agreed to the terms of service, because I can tell you I didn't.
The same amount of number of people who read the terms of service or the ULUV for our Microsoft product, but that's, it's a very small number indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it dawned on me that, the argument, of course, that was posed to me was that there was no loss. No physical loss of property or money. Well, if you look at it in the whole scheme of things, there was loss.
No, I don't think you can say that, though, because that's like
I don't know if you can charge them criminally with wire fraud, but you might be able to go after them from a civil standpoint.
Well, I think you've done an interesting job of some, you know, legal wrangling here as far as coming up with something, but I don't think that you can claim that that Fox Corporation or News Corp has actually suffered any sort of loss. The loss you're talking about is the same sort of intangible feeling loss that you might have if somebody, say, parked a a washer and dryer out in their front yard,
right,
and lowered their property value.
A black guy walked down my street, so my property value's been devalued. He owes me money. I think I think Ian just got you in round two.
Thanks, Bill. Great try. 800-259-9231. Now, there are certainly a lot of people that want to quantify those sorts of losses. They want to believe that they're really losses, but they aren't. They only exist in your mind. You know, we can't sell we thought she was 16, but she's really 40, so we could have made so much more money as a result of selling the true demographics, but we lost out on that.
Well, his mind's working and he's critically thinking, and that's all I want from our listener. That's all I'm asking people to do is think about these things. So I have to give him kudos for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Though 3 to 4 days, I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe he had other things doing. We have podcast listeners who are behind a little bit.
Speaking of MySpace, there's all kinds of young people on there taking off all manner of clothing. You can't totally get naked on MySpace, but certainly a number of young people have been, and Zoe Zane is one of those people. ABC News reporting, just a quick little story here. She's getting coverage, I think, for one reason. Missing college student apparently has led a double life as an internet porn star.
Anybody can do it now.
Kansas college student believed to be the victim of foul play led a double life as an internet porn star by the name of Zoe Zane. The young woman apparently is Emily Sander is her real name, appears nude in photos posted on the Zoe Zane website, which is now down. Though if you look closely enough on the internet search engines, you could probably still find some pictures. Saying here that apparently she came out to her parents at Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
when
classy.
She told them that she had signed another contract for the pornographic work on the website, and her boyfriend allegedly broke up with her as a result of that because he apparently didn't approve. And now this woman is missing. There's apparently a nationwide manhunt for their main suspect in this particular case. A tragic, you know, just a tragic story. But, of course, it's getting attention because the girl had a porn site. I mean, how many other missing girls are there out there right now in America that didn't have their own porn sites that aren't getting this level of attention? That's what I'm curious about.
Can only imagine.
1-800-259-9231, not to mention missing males. I mean, certainly males go missing,
too. They do come up missing.
Hour number three is on the way. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, we will talk to you about anything, including immigration. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
In a world.